Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 3, Week 12, The True One. Related Verses. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 1 John 3:24. And he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And in this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he gave to us. 1 John 4:4-13. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak out of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves has been begotten of God and knows God. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. In this we know that we abide in him and he in us, that he has given to us of his Spirit. Related Reading. Let us now go on to consider the last part of 1 John 5:20. This is the true God and eternal life. This refers to the God who has come through incarnation and has given us the ability to know him as the genuine God and be one with him organically in his Son, Jesus Christ. This genuine and real God is eternal life to us, so that we may partake of him as everything for our regenerated being. We need to pay special attention to the word this. In 5:20, John does not say, he is. He says, this is. This is the correct translation of the Greek. John uses the word this to refer both to the true God and to eternal life. By this we see that the true God and eternal life are one. Doctrinally, the true one and his Son, Jesus Christ, may be considered two. But when we are in the true one and in Jesus Christ experientially, they are one. For this reason, John uses this to refer both to the true one and to his Son, Jesus Christ. To be in the true one is to be in his Son, Jesus Christ. This means that in our experience of being in them, they are one. Moreover, when we are in the true one and Jesus Christ, they are our true God and also our eternal life. First, John speaks of the true one and his Son, Jesus Christ, and then he speaks of the true God. Here, there may be some distinction between the true one and the true God. When we are in the true one and his Son, Jesus Christ, the true one is called the true God, and his Son, Jesus Christ, is called eternal life. This means that first they are the true one and his Son, Jesus Christ. But when we are in them, they become the true God and eternal life. We need a clear understanding of what this in 1 John 5:20 refers to. The word this refers to the very God who has become experiential to us through our being in him. No longer are we outside of this God. Rather, we are in this God, and we are in the true one, in his Son, Jesus Christ. Because we are in them, God and Jesus Christ are no longer objective to us, and in our experience, they are no longer two. When we are in them, they become one in us. Therefore, John says that this is the true God, and this is eternal life. Who is this? This is the very God and the very Jesus Christ in whom we are. We may also say that this includes the condition of our being in God and Jesus Christ. Hence, the true God and eternal life include our being in the true one and his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, in our experience, this true one becomes the true God and Jesus Christ becomes eternal life. Where are we now? We are in the true God and eternal life. The word this includes this fact of our being in the true God and eternal life. Hallelujah, this is the true God and eternal life, and we are in this God and in this life. We know that we are in the true God and eternal life because we are in the true one and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 20 says that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding so that we may know the true one, and we are in the true one, which means that we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. When we are in the true one and Jesus Christ, this, including the fact that we are in them, is the true God. If we are not in God, we cannot say from experience that to us he is true. Of course, he would still be true in himself, but we could not testify that in us he is true. But since we are in the true one, to us he is the true God. Furthermore, Christ is eternal life to us. If we were not in him, Christ would still be eternal life in himself, but he would not be eternal life to us. Because we are now in him, to us Jesus Christ is eternal life.